This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. This is episode number 53 of the Show It Off podcast. Hi, and thanks so much for listening today. I always hope and set the intention that every episode serves you and inspires you and makes you smile. And I'm very confident that today's episode will deliver. In it, I interview Kaiwanda Lam. I had the pleasure of interviewing this woman who I am a huge fan of. I have to say, I found her on Instagram and immediately was very drawn to her. Not only is she beautiful and smart and fierce, but she's been through it. She has been a single mama. Like, her boys are raised, you know, there. She started off as a young mama. She has a really great story about them being really young, and she was just cooking and cleaning and crying and cooking. And I just related to that so much. And I was like, yeah, she was at this point where she was sitting in this life that wasn't making her happy, and that where she wasn't able to live to her fullest potential. And she wasn't showing her boys what their mama looked like as a happy, thriving, empowered woman. So she made the changes necessary to do that. And I think that especially you boy mamas out there, you have a big responsibility to raise men who will really step up and improve and do better than we've seen a lot of men do in the past. So blessing you, sister, as you move through that, because that's a big job, and I hope you don't feel alone. You are supported in that, because we are all here just rooting your boys on with you. Anyways, she's a mama of two boys, and she's raised really great young men, and she has a podcast called The Winning Single Mama, and I've listened to, The Winning Single Mom, and I have listened to every episode. It's so good. She actually has two episodes a week, and one is just her, just talk story, and the other one is where she brings in these successful businesswomen or people and teaches us about being an entrepreneur, which I just love that kind of stuff. And yeah, lastly, on her list of credentials, she also wrote a book called Do It Anyway and a daily devotional. And both of those are on the Show It Off Book Club reading list. So yeah, obviously I'm a huge fan, love this woman, and you'll hear in our conversation, it just flows so easily. Yeah, she's incredible. And I wish I would have had her episodes to the past 2 years when I became a single mom, and I'm so grateful I found her now. So if you are brand new on your single mama journey, or you have yet to leave your dysfunctional relationship, and I am just so happy for you, because finding her is going to make all of these steps in your journey a whole lot easier. So I also want to thank all of you for the reviews you've been leaving on iTunes. That really helps other single mamas find this show. So thank you for taking the time to do that. And thank you for texting episodes to a friend. If you're listening on iTunes, I don't know how it is if you listen on any of the other platforms, because I listen to all my podcasts on the Apple podcast app on my phone. On there, it's the purple one with like the white radio looking microphone thingy. If you are listening on there, there's a really simple button with an arrow that just makes it so you can text episodes to your friends. And what I like to do is, like, if I hear the first few minutes of an episode and I'm like, oh, this is good, or I think of a certain friend, I go ahead and text it to her right as I'm listening. And I can even say, hey, I'm listening to this right now. Listen to this with me. And then we can call each other or just text later after the episode and you know, dish on it together. And that's so fun. I just love doing that. And a lot of times when you do that, you'll start getting great podcast episodes shared with you. And I know that like my girlfriend Carrie and I do that, and she's shown me some really great episodes that we like text each other the crying emoji, you know, we're just into it, and it makes it so much more fun, especially during quarantine or whatever we're calling this now, you know, COVID time. It's great to, you know, think of these ways to stay connected and to reach out and to share. And yeah, so thanks for sharing the Show It Off podcast. Couple little announcements I'd love to share before we start the episode with Kaiwanda. Number one is, if you hear me talking about the Show It Off book club and you're like, what is this chick talking about? How do I sign up? How do I join? It's so easy. I made it as simple as possible. So the books, the reading list for the club are on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. And there's a highlight, so you don't have to go scrolling to try to see where it is. There's a book club highlight that you'll see. And go ahead and screenshot that and go on Amazon and order the books on the list. It's one book per month. Make it really easy for us to accomplish this goal. And then every Saturday, it's 9 a.m. Hawaii time. And, you know, it's obviously going to be a different time of day for you. But it's on Saturdays. I host an Instagram Live where we talk about the book. And Instagram Live is really cool now because we can split the screen and you can join in on the conversation. Or if you don't want to be on camera, you can just comment. And yeah, it's a great way to meet each other, to chat about what we're getting inspired about, questions or things that came up for us when we're reading these books. Each of the books on the Show It Off book club list are focused towards single mamas, helping us to build confidence, to reach goals, and to hear inspiring stories of women who have walked this single mama path before us, which is incredibly helpful because the word itself, single mama, it insinuates that we're alone. And it is my passion to bring an awareness and to shift that reality or that perspective, whichever it is for your individual life, that we are not alone. We are not alone. First of all, we always have our children with us. So, you know, that's the funny thing about being a single mom. And we are in a sisterhood. So many other women have already gone through this. So many women are here to support us. We are not single. We are free. We are not tied down in a toxic relationship. We are not taking crap or settling for dysfunction. We are sovereign queens of our lives. And I would just always say and call everything sovereign mama, but I want single mamas to Google and be able to find the resources that I'm offering. So that's the truth about that. They probably would never find me if I labeled everything sovereign mama, unfortunately. So We are just going to change the archetype of what it means to be a single mama. So that's what the mission is for me here. And speaking of that, you guys, I have been hard at work and loving every minute of it because I'm producing some things that are really amazing. One, and first and foremost, is the Empowered Single Mama membership. And this is a monthly membership program that is built to support you on your journey of being a single mama. And it's priced at a point that is going to feel really comfortable for anybody, I'm sure. And it's one doable something that you can do each month to help you on your journey of feeling supported, and being empowered as a single mama. It is a sisterhood where I'm not the only one teaching, but there's other contributing teachers. And yeah, it's everything from self-love, you know, body, mind, spirit, to dating, to being resourceful, like court issue, like court stuff, TROs, emotional support within that, because it can be so daunting. And I can't really go into it right now because I'll make this intro a million years long. But you can go to empoweredsinglemama.com and put in your email there, and you will begin getting supported right away with a lot of free resources. And yeah, I'm really super excited about that. And if you are like me and just love online courses, I didn't want to leave you out. So I've also built an Empower Single Mama online course, which is way more in depth and involved, and has more resources and support and more teachers. So it's like the membership is like an abridged version of the course. And whichever is to like suits your financial needs, suits your time needs, and you know, just wherever you are on your journey, there's different options for you. So I'm just really excited about putting these out. I'm also writing a book, and I'm just not sure yet if it's going to be an ebook or a paperback or what, but it's like, my fingers are flying over the keyboard, and I'm feeling really inspired and just excited to put this out into the world. This book is about raising a confident daughter. So it's a working title and it's not finished, but I'm excited to, you know, plant the seed in your mind and let you know that that's coming. And one last thing is I have written a children's book that is showing a single mama family. And it's written from the perspective of a little girl, obviously inspired by my own daughter, Luna. And I want to cry talking about it because it's so good. And it's being illustrated right now by a woman who is now married with a baby, but she was a single mama for 10 years. So yeah, it's just a really exciting passion project that came from, a need to feed, or a need to, how do I want to say it, put something out in the world that I couldn't find. So my daughter Luna was having a day where she was missing her dad, and she was kind of upset about our family status of being in a single mom family. And I started looking at the media that she was taking in, you know, her books and her movies, even the songs that she hears, and realizing there was a lot about mother-father families. And this broke my heart because, you know, we live in a community full of single mamas, and I thought I was doing a good job in showing her how normal that really is. But when I took a deeper look, I could see that her world was actually full of examples of nuclear traditional families. And this made her feel like she was different and excluded or abnormal. And, about 25% of the American population is single family homes. So it's really not that abnormal. And I, you know, wanted to help my 4-year-old daughter, who's not, you know, reading Google statistics like I am, feel normal. So I was on Amazon looking for books showing single mama families. And honestly, it was really slim pickings. And one that I found was just kind of vague. Like, I guess you could take it, like, really, if you look deeply, you can tell that it was a single mom family, but that was never really made clear. And then the other was kind of depressing. And it was just about this mom, like, all she wanted was to be able to afford a comfortable chair to sit in when she worked, like, her butt off all day. And I was like, you know, this is not in line with my life, is not in line with what I want my daughter to see as what a single mom life can be. And it was just kind of depressing. So I went ahead and wrote a children's book showing an empowered single mama, an honest, true depiction of, you know, the feelings that go with being a single mom family and the support that we receive by our community, from our community. So yes, that also is a working title, but it's being illustrated right now, and I'm really excited to share that with you in the future. So stick with me, subscribe to the podcast, go on empoweredsinglemama.com and put your email, and you will stay abreast to all of these great offerings I have coming to you. Okay, mama, so I guess it's time. I am going to let the interview with Kaiwanda play, and I would love to hear what you think about it afterwards. You can let me know on the Instagram Show It Off page. Okay, enjoy. Okay, good morning. I am very, very excited because I have here on the line with me someone who I look up to very much, someone who's helped me in my journey of being a single mom, because not only has she been there, but she's a really brilliant teacher and just a really relatable woman. We have here Kaiwanda Lamb of the Winning Single Mom podcast and author, so much more. Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Wow. Thanks for that introduction, Sarah.
I am so happy you're here because I'm already a huge fan. Your book is already on the Show It Off book club, but you know, we're all busy single mamas. And so, you know, it takes a few times for everyone to like clue in onto what's going on and what we're excited about. So will you mind taking a moment to introduce yourself to our beautiful audience of single mamas?
Hey, mamas, how are y'all? Listen, hey, I'm just like you. I'm just a mama that woke up one day and decided to blog about, you know, thriving as a single mom, and that we don't have to sit in the pain, the shame, the embarrassment, the rejection, whatever it is, whatever your story is, that we could write a new story. And I started out writing my blog. I called it the Do It Anyway blog. And as the years went by, people were like, okay, so where's the book? And I was like, what do you mean, what book?
Wow.
Yeah, hilarious, right? And then people kept coming up to me, like I'd be out with my boys. And, you know, I went through a very heartbreaking experience. I became a single mom in a way that wasn't planned. And, you know, I won't go into the details, but I love my boys. I'm so happy for my babies. And I had to reconcile, you know, what my life was with what I wanted it to be. And I had to make a choice. And I was like, you know what? I got a lot of years left. I don't have to live in gloom and doom. I can pick up the pieces with what I have right now and go make the life I originally wanted. And so that's what I've been doing. And that's what Do It Anyway is all about. And so right now today, I'm an author, a speaker, coach, podcast host. I wear a lot of hats, but my favorite one is Mama to Cam and Cy. And I'm out here living my best life, and I'm not worried about who left. And if I can impart anything to your women, to the women who listen to you, to your tribe, it is, honey, listen, life is waiting for you to live it, period. And so you can find me at kwandalam.com. I'm a bit of a entrepreneur, like you said, an educator. And so I'm also bilingual and I teach people Spanish in my other business. So, hey, hey, y'all, that's enough. Hey, hey, hey.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I love that about the bilingual thing. I'm always trying to teach my daughter multiple languages. And honestly, she's way better at it than me. She's speaking Hawaiian words, Spanish words, French words, sign language, English. And I'm like, what does that mean again?
Yes, that's so awesome. I know. Go, mama. That's so cool.
Well, you know, YouTube helps.
It is their friend.
Yes, it is. I absolutely am a humongous fan of your podcast because when I listen to it, like my head about breaks off from all the nodding I'm doing and I'm wiping tears and I'm laughing. And you also, your podcast isn't very long. Like each episode is something that like someone who's busy, like a single mom, can digest really quickly and easily. And you don't waste a lot of time. And I really love that. You don't waste any time, actually. I've had podcasts listened to. I'm a huge podcast listener. And so there's been times where I'm like pushing that 15 minute forward button a lot. And I'm like, okay, get to the juice, get to the juice, you know, but you're just, it's all juice. And I just, I feel like I know you because of your amazing podcast and how open and real and raw you are in it. And I really appreciate that. And really when your introduction, what like gives me chills is the part where you say like, you had to get out of that place of like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't what I signed up for. This was not my plan. And go, I can still make a new plan and I can still have a life that I love because you still have your boys there. It's like, that didn't end when your relationship ended, right?
And that pushed me, you know? And thank you so much. I love that you love the podcast. I mean, we just launched, what, week before last? And I've been sitting on those interviews for over a year, so don't fuss at me, guys. If you hear 2018, 2019 in there, that's why. But I knew that it was good information that would really help us. And I had to get over the perfectionism and just release it to the world. And so thank you for just loving it. And you know what? One of my family members called me and she said, oh my gosh, you tell entirely too much of your business. And I was like, I can't help anybody if I'm trying to keep the parts that hurt, the parts that embarrass me, the parts that I'm ashamed of. Because guess what? I'm no longer ashamed of those things. In order for me to heal, Sarah, I had to own my part and everything and accept the other person's part and accept the part that I couldn't change and say, okay, God, you know, what are we doing? What's next? And so back to your point of I still have my boys. Yeah, like my babies deserved a good life just like everybody else's. And I was going to do what I had to. And so I tell the story of going to school full-time and grad school working a full-time job as an educator, like 200 kids at once. And I didn't miss a beat. I didn't miss a beat because I was superhuman. I didn't miss a beat because that's what I had to do. So I'm not glorifying it.
I know. Like sometimes my friends say to me, like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, damn, I'm proud of myself too. Like, this is amazing. Because you will do for your babies. Like before I had my daughter, I never would have shown up the way I do now. No way.
Absolutely. And so it was a blessing, right? It was a blessing.
Absolutely. She, for a long time, was my only strength. So, you know, that was the strength that I needed to leave my abusive relationship. And I always tell my sisters, I'm like, because I know many women who are in abusive relationships or have just left them. And I say, you know, we as mamas, like we as women, I mean, will take a lot of crap for ourselves because that's what we've been trained to do. Trained to be the martyr, trained to, you know, be the victim, trained to like take crap from other people in the name of like being good or in the name of like putting others first. But when it comes to our kids, they're the ones that cause us to step in and be like, no, that's where we're going to draw the line. And so I'm always thankful to my daughter for essentially setting me free.
Looking at her beautiful face and saying, I will not have you grow up thinking this is normal.
Exactly.
I love that. Thank you so much, Sarah, for making that tough, difficult choice. And I will tell you, when I became pregnant, I was a good girl. You know, I told you all my story. I was a good girl, virgin at 21, lost my virginity at 21. I was going to hold it all the way until I was married. And I had a lot of things to reconcile when I lost my virginity. But on top of that, a couple months later, becoming pregnant, what on earth? Oh my God. So you can imagine I had a lot of things going on internally. And for my family, once I finally told them that I was pregnant, to tell me, that if he will marry you, marry him. And I was like, I'm not marrying him just because I'm pregnant. You know, I want to make sure I'm marrying somebody, my original plan, somebody who is good to me, good for me. And at the time, I thought he was all those things. That's how we got the second baby. And then, you know, everything hit the fan and I found out a lot more. And so, so super thankful. I looked at those beautiful faces. I tell the story in my book. I said, you know, the oldest was 2 years old and the youngest was 2 months old. And I was in the kitchen cooking and I was crying. I was holding the baby in my arms and one was hanging on my leg. And I was crying and cooking and crying. And I realized that day that I was going to do what it took to honor me and to honor them. I did not want them to grow up thinking this is how men treat women. And I have fought ferociously to be able to put them around men that I vetted and that I believed would, you know, transfer great character to my boys and kind of show them what it was like, even though they didn't have their dad. And so anyway, I say that to women out there. I don't know what it's like to be in a physically abusive relationship, but I know what emotional and I know what verbal abuse feels like. And I want you to know that there is life after this and that you deserve more. Beautiful you. You are gorgeous. You are brilliant. You are everything opposite of what he's telling you. You inside, you're there and you need to come out. And you need to allow yourself to see that there is something more. And I pray that if you hear me, if anyone out there is going through that, that you start seeking out resources and you understand that, yeah, it might be tough to get started once you leave this person, but Sarah is proof that you can land on your feet. I'm proof that you can land on your feet. I'm telling you, resources and so much exists. And so I just felt the need to say that right there.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. That divine inspiration is really, to me, like what the power is behind like us connecting, anyone connecting, having the podcast, like having a voice. It's being that channel and just letting the words flow through. Absolutely. I know sometimes people say to me, like they repeat things that they heard me say on the podcast. And I'm like, I said that? Wow, that's cool. And I know that it was just like me being a channel. And that's always my prayer that, you know, God will work through me as me. Every time I speak. And so I felt really a lot of chills when you were saying that. And I know that there's mamas out there who need to hear that. And I'm like, I'm taking it in for myself. I'm like, heck yeah, woman, I am.
I love your energy. And I love that you do this. And thank you for your courage, because it took something for you to be able to say, I'm going to share this with the world. I'm going to let women know. And you know, my whole point behind the podcast was I want something for us. Even though people, men, women, you don't have to be a single mom, can listen to the podcast and glean information, I wanted something for us, just like you're creating something for us. Because a lot of times we're a segment of the population that kind of gets lumped in with women. And I don't know about you, but when I used to go to church conferences and all, I would be like, okay, this is great, but okay, like for me now, I'm not married. Okay, so yeah. I'm single with children. What else you got? And so literally I had a speaking engagement 2 years ago where the church realized, they were like, listen, our men are being neglected. Our single dads are being neglected. Our single moms are being neglected. And we want you to come and speak to them. And I had the most amazing 3 days just pouring into and sharing with those folks. And I wish that more people would recognize that, like, we need a little bit more than God is going to take care of it. We need to know how, like, what can we be doing now? You know, and so that's what pushes me, because I don't want anybody to feel the way I felt. You know what I mean? Like, girl, I know you have images and memories and you can vividly see it just like it was yesterday. And it's been 20 years since I had my first child, and I can still remember every moment just like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. All the fights, all the drama, all the mess, all the whatever. But you know what? I don't live in that place. I use it as an example. But I don't live there anymore. You know what I mean? So we have to take control of our narrative and of our story. And we have to say, but this is when it ended. And this is when I left. And this is where my new life started.
That's right. And I really love how you say that, how you say, like, change our story. Because it's really been obvious to me in the past 2 years of me being a single mom, that there's a stigma behind being a single mom, and that society is really uncomfortable by the idea of a single mom. So we end up kind of getting pushed to the side, or just people that, you know, even in our families, just like, they cringe at the thought. They can't they don't accept it. And it's so it's harder for us as single moms to accept our position in life. And we're sitting here saying, hey, this was not the plan, or hey, like, you don't know what I've just been through. I'm doing my best for my babies. And that's why your podcast, and I'm so excited to read your book, is so powerful. And you even have a success planner, because you give tactical, like, step-by-step tools that women can do to shift and change their experience of life as a single mom. And I always say to single moms, like, you know, if a new relationship is something that you want to bring in into the future, you can absolutely do that. But first and foremost, accepting how and who and what you are at this moment is first and foremost.
Yes, girl. Yes to all of it.
Really loving yourself and being like take an eye. Like I always say, like,
you got to deal with your stuff. Yeah. You got to deal with your stuff before you bring somebody else in. Like, absolutely. Legit. Are you going to repeat the cycle? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're so going to repeat the cycle. And I used to do a lot of dating confidence coaching, and because I used to host a brunch called Brunch in Love, and I'll bring it back whenever we can go outside again and like see people. But yeah, this is crazy, right? This whole year of 2020. But I used to host a relationship brunch because I realized that once I help single mothers, you know, see how they could parent, see how they could be better parents, right? Because a lot of women, they come with not knowing how to do it. They feel like they suck. And, you know, they know that they're not showing up. They're kind of providing, but then avoiding because they're brokenhearted, right? They're dealing with things and then they don't know how to connect with their kids. So I used to do a lot of that in my coaching. And then I would teach them how to, you know, get to their healing place, right? Show them steps and strategy. And, you know, a lot for me was my faith. And so then I would give them those practical steps and tools and walk them through it and kind of coach them and hold their hand, you know, be their accountability partner. But then I realized, okay, now you're in a good place. Now you're happy in your career. You're feeling good at home. You got the kids under control. Okay, now you're ready to bring relationship in. And I realized that if I didn't talk about how to date healthily, can I make that word? Can I make that word up?
I love it.
I think it's the word, how to bring in good love is what I call it. How to attract good love, then you will attract what you used to have, right? And so I challenge women. I challenge them to say, but is this really what you want? So we look at the outside a lot of times, but we're not really paying attention to the person's character. And so I make women sit down and write down, what's five things about you that you absolutely love that are great qualities about you? And what are five qualities that you want in your mate? And I say, and I need you to compare them. And when you start comparing, do these things even line up, right? So then maybe the guy that you want, you're not ready for him. Or maybe the guy that the qualities you want in him is not even on the level that you deserve, right? So then when we're dating, and we've already done the work of thinking about what we want, preparing ourselves, loving ourselves, putting our self-love first, like you said. Now we can pay attention to, wow, this dude is really exhibiting what it is I said I wanted. Maybe life is bringing me what I asked for. Let's go. Let's see how this goes, right? Don't fall head over heels real quick. One of my good friends who got married a few years back, she said her dad told her, he said, sometimes y'all got to stop falling in love. Why don't you learn how to walk into love first? Oh my God, that was so poignant and powerful.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I need you to learn how to walk into love. And so anyway.
That's really good.
That's the tea, honey. So yes, self-love first before everything else. And you know what else, Sarah? We have to consider the fact that we need to know more about the people that we're dating before we bring them around our children. Yep. My boys literally have only seen one guy in their whole entire life in my house. I dated one guy for 3 years that I vetted enough, that I thought was cool enough to connect with my kids. I considered marrying him. And at the end, I just decided to choose me. You know, I saw some things in him that I didn't like. And I realized that I didn't want to sign up for that for 50 years. I deserve to be spoiled. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be treated with respect every freaking second, because that's what I'm giving you and that's what I demand. And so when I kept seeing that, I was like, I'm out. And my sons, they were upset with me and they were just like, but we really liked him. And I was like, he was better to you than he was to me. Now that's something, right? Mm-hmm. Now that's something. I mean, he loved my boys and I get it. And so anyway, the point to this story is I'm sharing this in hopes that some woman out there will be like, you know what? It is time for me to really take a deep look to see if I am loving myself first. Or like you mentioned in the beginning, how we nurture and we sacrifice ourselves, we become martyrs. And that was my whole point about my grandmother saying, marry him if he wants to marry you. Like, hey, I don't care about you making fun of me. I don't care about you putting me down. I could care less about any human being on the planet having anything to say about me. That's how much I love me. And that's how much I know that I am doing the best that I can and that God has forgiven me and that I am blessed. And guess what, Sarah? There are many single mothers who are doing better than women who are married in every way. Peace of mind, comfortable living, ability to chase their dreams. And I have married women coming to me saying, I feel like I'm a single mom because my husband's never here and I do everything.
Right.
I even wrote a post for single for women who are married who feel like single mothers because I was getting so much. And so I'm not putting down marriage. I love marriage. I love to be married one day, but I will not marry anybody just to no longer be single. Not happening.
Yeah. I love that. Good job. I can so relate. And I know that I have repeated patterns in the past and I've been, you know, seeking validation from men for years. And it's really like my daughter's face. Like you said, I looked at that and I was like, I'm not okay with my daughter having this. And so like her and I have mantras that we repeat over and over. And one of them is we will not settle, you know? And I hear her like when she pretends with her little dolls, it is hilarious. I should like
make a
channel of it. Yeah. Cause it's just like,
I love it.
We don't let men treat us like that. And what we do is we get in our car and we drive away, you know?
I love it. You know what? And so our kids learn so much more by watching us than from what we tell them.
True. Yeah.
And I knew that I did not want these boys to grow up thinking that, you know, our mom was never there. Even though I worked hard in my career and in school, I also worked hard as a mom. And, you know, just like many women, when we first start out single parenting and some continue it throughout the whole time, we overgive, we overdeliver, we wear ourselves out, we, you know, splurge and spoil them when what they really just want is us. And it took me a while to learn that after the expensive toys would, you know, end up broken on the floor the next day or cast aside. And I'm like, do you know how much, like how hard I worked to buy that? And, you know, then I just started, you know, paying attention to what they really wanted. What they wanted was pillow fights and movie nights.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody to come to talk to, you know, when life hurt or somebody picked on them and to teach them that they are beautiful. And, you know, I have some handsome boys and just this week we were talking and one was like, my oldest was like, yeah, even when I was bullied. And I was like, when were you bullied? Are you kidding me? And you didn't tell me?
Uh-huh.
Listen, because they know how their mama is, you know, and I was an educator. So they went to school with me everywhere I worked. My boys always went, you know, with me. And I was just like, you know, like, I don't allow that. And I would talk to the principal and everything would be squashed or whatever. And they were just like, that's a normal part of life. And I was like, it is not a normal part of life to be bullied. And I didn't teach you that. And I don't want you believing that because I don't want you going and bullying somebody else. That's right. You see what I'm saying? So just, you know, we can't catch everything as parents, but we do our best.
Well, and the more that we're present, the more we're able to be on those things. And that's why I love what you talk about in your podcast about women and especially single mothers being entrepreneurs and being businesswomen. Mm-hmm. Like to me, that was really exciting. Like, you know, I'm not interested in dating right now. Like that's not something in my life, but I'm all about that hustle. And I'm all about like that.
Yes.
Money and not having a boss, you know, like working around my daughter's schedule. And so that's like, I would love for you to speak more on that because to me, like that's part of my mission and my goal and my movement and my medicine mm-hmm. is like encouraging and empowering women to be their own boss. And like, whether that means creating a business from the ground up or joining an MLM, which I think are amazing because they're all about community. And like a lot of times it's just women and mamas working together to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you have like a really creative business and you like, you use your words and your writing and you're a teacher and you use that in different like facets. And mm-hmm. then you like have this podcast where you bring in other amazing, like millionaire women who are teaching other women that they can do the same. And I would love for you to just like share on that a little bit, because that's to me the ticket. We don't want to like leave our kids with babysitters all the time. We don't want to leave them, you know, for someone else to raise. And we don't want to be working six, you know, minimum wage jobs either. Like, we deserve to have like abundance and valuable things. And take, like, if your kid, you know, breaks an arm or needs glasses or braces, or, you know, you want a facial, you can afford that. And so like, that's where I want women to like rise up to, like, not just take the scraps, but to like be abundant and be in the receiving mode, because they're in alignment with their purpose and like what they're born to do. You know, I try to encourage them. I'm like, you're brave enough to give birth to a baby or adopt a baby or however you had ended up having this kid. You're brave enough to like withstand the pain of losing or leaving a relationship that was, you know, something that you were planning on. What else can you do with that bravery? Like, can you create your own income? Hell yes, you can. Can you work around your baby's naps and bedtimes and play dates and school schedule? Absolutely. So can you share on that a little bit, how you, I just get so excited about how you get women.
So I have a coaching program called Bankable Skills. And what I realized over the years is, you know, God has given me the ability to listen to people and tell them what their like side hustle or business should be. And what's so funny is, like, all my friends, and this is, you know, combination of education, experience, you know, all the things I've been through, additional study on the side, and of course, you know, all the trainings and stuff I've taken over the years. But one of my friends messaged me yesterday and she was like, I need an acronym for FINE. And she's a wellness coach. I sent her back two things and she was like, oh my God. And I'm thinking to myself, I should have sent her a bill. Okay. Listen, y'all getting this brain for free and you need to quit it. Okay. And so pay me like my customers do. But anyway, so I have a program called Bankable Skills. And what I realized is that within all of us, there's something that is bankable. Like, we have skills. So what, like you mentioned, I've taken my skills as an educator. I've learned how to design curriculums to teach my students, to take them from point A to point B. And what I realized when I thought, hey, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years, but I still worked full-time up until last year. This is my first year full-time into entrepreneurship. And I'm loving it. God is absolutely amazing. And I love the peace of mind. I got to enjoy my kids last year of school. It was fabulous. I said, is this what I've been missing? You know? And so his football team went all the way, almost to state. And just to be able to experience those things and not be exhausted was just a blessing. Yeah. So back to your story. So I realized that all of us have, whether it's within our career or things that we're just passionate about and stuff that comes to us easily, those are things we should be charging people for. But just like I did with my friend, I've been giving away that gift, that skill, that talent for years. And so I realized that with single mothers, I just needed to show them that, hey, there is something in you that you can do. There's something you were born to do. God has given us all purpose. Now, everybody should be an entrepreneur, but all of us should have multiple streams of income. So if you're like, hey, I don't want to run my own business. I like working for somebody. I like the work that I do. I like having my consistent paycheck, but I do want additional money on the side. Maybe you get into investing. Maybe you get into drop shipping. You know, there are so many outlets out there. Like you said, at MLM. There's so many ways to bring in additional income. It took me a really long time to figure that out. But I will tell you, when I started the blog, I then started thinking, oh, I want to make money blogging. But later on, I was like, oh, you can make money doing this? Mm-hmm. And so I did work with a few sponsors, but it never took off to the point, because I was really more about helping women transform their lives than I was about becoming like a big time blogger. But I'm gonna change all that. So y'all get ready. And so Second act, we're coming. And so what I realized, though, is that within you, there is something that wants more. And you have to be courageous enough to say, hey, I'm going to listen to this voice that says, you can set aside 2 or 3 hours a day to build something of your own. You can set aside 2 or 3 hours a week to go in and do extra side projects that bring in $150, $500, $1,000. Right? There are people who build websites. There are people, look at Fiverr, look at Upwork. You can go there, take your skills that you're using in your day job, sign up to be a contractor and make additional money. I actually sometimes do copywriting in Spanish for this company, and this company works with major brands. Now, I'm not cheap because I vet my work and I make sure that it's absolutely fabulous. And so that's my creed. That's my guarantee to my customers. It's uh-huh. going to be correct. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. And so that's just how I do in my mom brand and in my Spanish brand. And they pay me my rate. And when I think about what that brand who has hired them is paying them, it's nothing for them to pay me that little bit of money. And right. so this is what we have to do. We have to adjust our mindset, which if you said you've listened to the podcast a lot, and I thank you for that. I keep talking about mindset.
Yes.
Because we have got to shift our mind first to believe that we can have more, to believe that we can do more. And then with my planner, like I was, you know, I talk about it so much because it helps you organize your life. And when we can jot down everything we have to do the week coming, and we can see it all out. Once you plot what you have to do, you can see where there are pockets of time where there is nothing to do. You can rest, you can prepare, you can research, you can work your dream, you can spend time with your babies. That is why we've got to get organized, because there is a lot of life left, sis. And a lot of us are wasting it away on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and watching, you know, the reality TV shows when we need to be building our dreams. So anyway, that's the point of what I do. I hope it helps somebody. And that's why I do the podcast, because it's like, hey, listen to these people who've done it and you're going to get some ideas.
Absolutely. I love it. It's so true. And it's like, something that when I coach women, I always start off with having them track how they spend their day from the mm-hmm. moment that they wake up to when they go to sleep for 1 week. And they're like, I know what I do all week. And I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And then they're always shocked. They're like, I spent 5 hours on Instagram this week, like every day. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's a lot of time.
You know what I can do with 5 hours? I can build a sales page. I can write an entire ebook and I can have that thing up. Listen, when the pandemic hit, let me just tell y'all about building side hustles. So sorry to cut you off, Sarah.
No, it's good.
But This is the point. Yeah. So when the pandemic hit, I had a long list of clients for my Spanish business. I had just finished with an international client for my mom brand. We had done her website. I'd helped her with her messaging, her copy, built everything for her. Took her through this, my coaching process. And she was just, you know, ecstatic, amazed, and just in love. And I was preparing to launch that program to the rest of the world alongside my Spanish course, right? So everybody had been asking for a course in the Spanish business. I was like, I'm finally doing it. Get ready. Everybody was excited. You know, I'm like, this is about to be a crazy, you know, month for revenue. And I'm so excited because I'm really teaching 1 hour in each of these programs. Yeah, of course I got to prepare and all of that. But as you can see, it's all in me. It's all in me. So I just open my mouth and share. But it would take me 1 hour a week. So I'm working 2 hours a week in my programs, and I've brought in multiple thousands, right? That was the plan. The pandemic hits and everybody's like, oh my God, I need to wait. Oh my God, I don't know, okay, Wanda, what are we doing? And I'm just like, okay, God, what? But hold up, wait, what? No. Let's keep going. And so I said, all right, so how can I said, okay, I'm good. You know, me and my boys will be just fine. We're good, you know. So how can I help my moms out there? And I was like, people were losing their jobs left and right. How do I help people see that you can take what you know and you can share that with people and people will pay you for it? So I created an ebook. I don't know if you saw it, but it's called How to Write Your First Book in a Weekend.
Yep. I was just going to talk to you about that. I'm like, speaking of time, how about writing a book in a weekend? Yeah.
So I said, because literally I was in the shower and I was like, God, how do I help my single moms? How do I help women? Literally, that was the whole goal. Uh-huh. And it just popped in my spirit, teach them how to write a book and teach them how to write a book quickly, right? So then they could make that digital product, they could sell it to their tribe, they could sell it to people, and then they could begin to earn income. So literally, I was running a Facebook ad for this ebook, and I put it up one day on a Friday night. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to post it to my Facebook, my personal Facebook. And then I was like, I'll share it with the rest of the world tomorrow. By the time I got where I was going, I had already had 4 sales.
Wow, okay? That's awesome.
Now listen, I started on a Saturday. I spent 3 hours on a Saturday, 3 hours on a Sunday. I spent 6 hours pouring this out of my brain because I've written 2 books and a planner, and everything that's on the inside of them came out of my brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So then all I had to do was backtrack my process and teach that to people. And so my second book, by the way, I wrote it in a weekend, which is the whole point to this book. And so it's a devotional. It is a 31-day devotional. Plus I added 3 bonus devotionals in there. And I had, you know, thought about it. And I said, okay, God, I want to write a devotional for single mothers. I feel like people need to know how my faith like really played a part in me overcoming the shame, the embarrassment, getting to the point like it was you who just kept pulling me, guiding me. And I decided that I wanted to write a devotional that didn't exist. One that wasn't just like cutesy stories, but one that dealt with every single problem we could possibly encounter as single moms, and yep. then line that up with God's word. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I thought through the scriptures, and then I wrote the devotional part. And so anyway.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Project real quick, because daily, that's what's up. You know, mm-hmm. like you build your life one day at a time, and it's that consistency. And when you plan out and prepare and accomplish and apply like those daily check-ins in your spiritual practice and your self-love practice, that's when you see real change in your life. So I love that you made a devotional. It's so cool. I'm so
excited. Yeah. I can't wait because I see you put both of them for the book club. So I'm super excited for that. I'm going to be on. I couldn't make it this Saturday, but I'm going to join you for your next one. So I got to make sure I put it on my calendar. But let me finish the story.
Just keep going. Yeah.
I want to finish this by saying I wrote that ebook on a Saturday, 3 hours, a Sunday, 3 hours. And then I took a day the following week and I built the sales page. Okay. So for you out there who are listening and you're saying, hey, I've been wanting to write a book. I've been wanting to tell my story. You can write a book to tell your story. You can write a book about anything. You can write a book sharing your expertise, right? There are many of you who are great connectors and people need to learn that skill. Many of you are great at sewing. Somebody wants to learn that skill. Many of you are great at so many things. Think about what you're good at and what people are always asking you for. Like my friend, people come to me all the time. I'm stuck with this problem. I need to name my business. How would you sum up what it is that I do? They literally ask me this, uh-huh. and I should charge them for it because that's a part of what I do in my bankable skills program, right? Yep. So I'm saying this to you because think, ladies, what are people asking you for? What are you currently doing for folks? And you're doing it all the time and you don't have a price tag associated with it. And the next time somebody asks you for it, put a price on it. Put that money in the bank and let that start your savings account, your emergency fund for you and your kids. It's time for us to stop doing stuff for free, Sarah.
That's right. That's so true. Because people, or women especially, men don't do this. Women do it because we don't see ourselves as valuable as we are. And mm-hmm. so just like pass out things for free. And I get a lot of DMs from not so much my girlfriends, like my close friends, because they know what's up, but like acquaintances who will say, hey, I'd love to pick your brain. And to me, when I see those words together, I just immediately put together a little Calendly link and with like a charge attached to it. And I go, great, here's, you want 15, you know, 30 or 1 hour session. This is what I'm going to charge you. And then they're like shocked, you know, a lot of the time. And, but then they come back, they swing back around and they say, wow, you taught me by example to value my own time. You value your time. And I'm like, my time is my most precious thing, you know, because to me, I think if I'm talking to you, that means you're stealing time away from my baby, you know? And it's like, I'm not going to like just give my baby's time away for free. You want to pay me so I can buy my baby like horseback riding lessons or like a new dress or whatever, or school. Great. Let's talk. So I think when people, especially mamas, see it that way, like mm-hmm. their time is connected to their children, that it would help them like feel good about charging it, because you got to feel good about it. You got to have be in that good place with your money, right?
So let me tell you that I was that person in the beginning when I first started blogging. Let me tell you, like, it literally was passion and purpose. And I did not want to charge people. I have coached so many people around this world. I have coached people in the Caribbean, Australia, the UK, Japan, everywhere for free. I have done it. I have given people their entire lives before I ever started charging. And a lot of times, because we do that, people don't want to pay you. They're like, okay, well, but you do this all the time for free. And so we have to also recognize who is our customer, right? And who is not our customer. People who believe in you, people who value you, they will invest in you. So I love that you gave your link, but I had to work on my mindset. And so don't feel bad if you've been doing that, because notice I still kind of help some of my friends out, but now, you know, I'm really good at being able to say no. I am so good at being able to say, oh my gosh, I'm working on this, I'm working on that. I would love to help, but you know, here's my rate, you know? And this particular friend is a great girlfriend, and I've been on her forever. And she's finally doing some things I've been talking to her about. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, this was so easy. Why did I take forever? And I'm like, I have no idea, because I've written like five things since then. But, you know, at the same time, I recognized that when I stopped to help her, I was in the middle of doing things that were important and that would move the needle in my life. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able, this is when we have to be unapologetic about our success, because like you said, men aren't, you know, a man will tell you hands down. Listen, and this is no shade to anyone, but there's a funny meme that goes around that says, I wish I had half the confidence of a mediocre man. Ooh. And so sometimes there are men and you're just like, oh my, you know, if you've worked in corporate America, we all have seen it. I worked in education and I worked in corporate America. I did 14 years in education and 6 years in corporate America. So a 20-year career of raising these boys. And I would just see people who were promoted, who, you know, didn't know what they were doing. They were just friends or family to the person who had the ability to promote them. And the same thing just kept happening. And I was just like, but I'm busting my behind and I'm showing up and I'm doing this, and give me the opportunity. And, you know, I said, okay, if people don't give me the opportunity, I'll make my own opportunity. And so I have a booming business, a growing business that is changing lives and changing the world. And I didn't wait on somebody else to give me permission to do it. And so you don't have to take it. But we do need to level up our confidence, because we can learn something from those people, even if it was just given to them, even if they did just have the magic connection. We need to also build our confidence, because sometimes people can read that, and that may be the thing that's keeping us. Like, we're doing all the work, we're slaving, we're, you know, taking care of the project, we're leading everything, but we're not speaking up for ourselves. And so that's something that I've learned, and I would encourage women out there. I don't usually promote other people, but if there's a good resource that I think is life-changing or life-giving, I'm going to share it. So I need to do an episode and talk about this, but I absolutely loved Jen Sincero's You're a Badass at Making Money. And I think I'm saying her name wrong. I think
I read that. Yeah, I know that. I love that book. Yeah.
And so it was just something about it that, and all her books, I listened to them on Audible. And so when you said you love podcasts, girl, we're besties, because I'm a podcast junkie. And so there's another guy who I love. His name is Mike Michalowicz. And he is, if you're going to start a business, before you start a business, I've wasted so much money, girl. I've spent thousands and thousands on lots of stuff and wasted a lot of money over the years on things that didn't work, things that did pan out. And so before you go doing that, I want you to know that you can absolutely make money and you don't have to spend a lot of money. At some point you will have to spend money, but you can start out figuring out what it is that you need to do without spending a lot. And so read his book, Profit First. And read his book. His one that he just published is called Fix This Next. I love Mike Michalowicz. This dude is brilliant. And so those are three books that I would recommend anyone who wants to get into business to read. So first of all, Mindset Around Money with Jen Sincero. And then just really how to run your business and think about how you're making money and where the money is going. And man, if you start a side hustle and you have a full-time job, that's just icing on the cake. And I think every woman out there should be thinking about, what should I do? What can I do? And if, you know, if you don't mind me telling folks, hey, look me up, DM me, I'd be glad to help.
Yeah, please do. Share again, because we've done a good job of integrating it throughout the conversation, but I know like a lot of women listening to this are probably multitasking. So share again, like how, like what you offer now, what are you excited about, and what they can join in on, and how they can connect with you. And mamas, remember that everything's going to be in the show notes as well, all the links to connect with our dear sister here. So can you share what you're excited about for them to join?
I am. So Sarah, you are absolutely amazing. And we have been having just a fabulous conversation early in the morning. So I have no idea. Is it like 6 a.m. where you are?
Yeah, almost.
Oh my God. Almost. You are a rock star. Okay. So thanks for having me. I am Kaywanda Lamb, the Winning Single Mom. You can reach me at kaywandalamb.com. The Winning Single Mom is coming. It's going to be the website for the podcast. I'm currently making it beautiful for you. There will be an academy that I'm launching called the Single Mom Success Academy. I'm excited about that. It's going to, you know, really take us through the levels of, you know, dealing with single parenting, going through our healing process, getting us prepared to date again, also in starting businesses. There's going to be so much involved in that academy. And it's been a dream of mine to launch for a really long time. I have one-on-one coaching that I do, and that's where the Bankable Skills Program comes in at, where we help build everything from the ground up. And you can catch me at the Winning Single Mom Podcast.
Which is so good. And I just want to like have a laugh with you, because when I listened to this podcast, I was like, oh, dang, this woman has like podcast like in the library, like ready to go. And I'm always like, okay, it's Monday morning, the podcast is about to launch, like let's finish up the recording of it. Like I'm always like for like a year I've been doing it that way, and only now am I at the point where I have like 2 or 3 in the bank ready to roll out like for the next week. But it just made me laugh, where I was like, you're over here thinking, dang, I need to launch this. And I'm over here thinking, gosh, it'd be great if I had more episodes in the bank before I launch. So
you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Like I was listening to, I went back to listen to Amy Porterfield. Like I love her too. You know, she talks about her list build, and she was like, I cringe at like my first episodes. And I love Jamie Masters, and she's been married. I can't remember her last name, but she's from The Eventual Millionaire. Okay. And so she talked about like, I said, like 75 times in my first episode, and I am such an person. And so like as a speaker, that gets on my nerves, but you know what? I notice men do it and we don't say anything,
right?
You know? So don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay. I do have a friend who has a podcast, and he is a beast. But this is what he does though. He does not play. He literally, and I apologize for that ding. I have it on
duty. That was you and not her. Yeah. I was like, what did I do?
It's on my nerve. I'm like, I have it on my phone and on my computer, and it's still right. Doing that. Ugh, whatever. So, but he literally, he does not play. He will have his guests on, and he'll say, hey, I have you, and then I have somebody after you, and then I have 2 more people, and he doesn't play. He wants his to be 15 to 30 minutes. Mine, I try to keep them around that 30 something minute mark, because I know, like you said, we're multitasking, we're busy. Yeah. And you know, just sometimes our attention spans, right? And so I will tell you, like, when you don't have a guest, it's okay. Just get on there and share your heart, because we appreciate you. And I can't wait to listen to more of your episodes. And I thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, those are my favorite episodes, like to listen to and to like produce, because it's like, to me, I feel like if I do a lot of episodes with guests, I feel like I miss my audience. I'm like, you guys, we haven't connected in a long time. It's like talking to a girlfriend, picking up the phone, you know, it's that really intimate. Yes. And those are my favorite of your episodes too. Like, that's why when we got on, I was like, I feel like I already know you really well, because we've had all these like phone calls.
So you like the Thursday episodes where it's just me.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But something I want to say about your episodes too, in the time length, is like, I know a lot of mamas in general have this feeling of like, they have all these unfinished tasks and they're not accomplishing everything that they want to. And so it feels really good to like start an episode from beginning to end and be like, I accomplished listening to that. So you know, that's how I feel when I listen to your show. So thank you for keeping that in mind. And thank you so much for your time and your expertise and your energy and your kindness and your wisdom. I am like a humongous fan. And I love how you say like your headshots are fly, because they are. They're so gorgeous. I couldn't stand just looking at the blank screen. So I pulled up a picture of you while we've been talking. I've been looking at it. And you're just so gorgeous. And your smile is so radiant. And I'm like really excited for all the mamas to get to know you. And I'm absolutely going to dive into that weekend ebook thing, because that's amazing. And I'm really wanting to do that for like years. So yeah.
Hold up. We got to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I created a second ebook that goes along with that. And so on my Instagram, there's a link to it. I'm telling you guys, it's going to change the game. There are people who are charging $5,000 to help you write your book. And I'm like, but why?
Right.
Why? So honey, listen, the first book is the tea and the strategy and so much goodness. The second ebook helps you lay out your book, period. I mean, you print it out and you're good. And then there's a 9-part audio course. It's crazy. So I'm telling you, all of this for under $100, and you can get your whole entire life. So email me, ladies. Join me on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere you find Kaywanda Lamb. I'd be glad to help you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sister. Have a beautiful day, and I'll be in touch with you for sure.
Yay! Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past. But we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support, because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There is nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to be, do, have anything we want. I know we can, because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do 2 things. Number 1, connect with me. And number 2, have a miracle mindset. A mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected. And you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you. And this will get you started. If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's one book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram Live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am, and there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Hey, thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast. Thank you for texting this episode to at least one single mama friend you have. An extra thank you for going onto iTunes and writing a review, hitting that 5-star button so other single mamas can find it and receive the support that they are looking for. Remember, if you'd like to get more support, go to sarahfayshoff.com. And be sure to go to empoweredsinglemama.com to sign up for getting more information about the Empowered Single Mama course.